Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. How is everybody tonight? Yeah, absolutely. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed. Hallelujah. Blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. I got the backing of the Lord. When I declare that, I've got to declare it knowing that I'm blessed, that I have the backing of God behind me. Amen. I'm blessed. Amen. That's powerful. I'm influenced by God. I want to share with you guys, I'm going to be doing a series. Randy, I just so I don't forget, maybe you could do a slide. Wednesdays, we're going to be talking for a couple weeks about our thoughts, the power of thoughts. All right? Okay, so we're going to talk about the power of thoughts tonight. You ready for it? I believe we got to get a handle on it for the new year, amen, to get a hold of our thoughts. We got to understand the power of it and understand that how the influence and what our thoughts do to us, amen, and what brings us down, what lifts us up. Because remember, sometimes you get in this place right here and your faith is built up because why? Because your thoughts, come on, are centered upon Him. And then you go out of this place and sometimes you're attacked and you blah, 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 all these things begin to happen and you're whatever. I want you to get a hold of our thoughts. Amen. That we get a hold of our thoughts. We take hold of them, that we can grab them. Amen. Because you can take whatever you need to take in what are we taking? Amen. Am I taking the right thoughts or negative thoughts? So we're going to begin. We're going to start out in Isaiah 55. Are you ready? Woo! I'm glad to be here. I am glad to be here. It's our first Wednesday of the new year. So I pray that this blesses you. I hear this so much from people. I hear so much about our thoughts and things that go on. And sometimes people don't recognize or understand what's taking place. And, you know, sometimes we give the devil so much credit that he doesn't deserve. We blame a lot of things on the devil that the devil didn't do. And I want you to hear this tonight and hear it from the right way, because you are men and women of God. And we cannot give the enemy any authority, any place. And we have the power at these gates. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and let the King of Glory come in. Amen. Let Him come into your thinking. Let Him come into your thinking. Amen. All right, so let's read this. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Whose thoughts? God's thoughts are not your thoughts. So we begin this whole journey about thoughts is taking hold of an understanding that His thoughts aren't my thoughts. Amen? His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Amen? They're at a different level. Amen? That He's not submissive to negativity. Amen? But of power and might. Last week we talked about this on Saturday night. We talked about making Him, that He be lifted up. If He be lifted up, amen, that He sits upon the throne. And I have to recognize that and know in my thoughts, I place Him upon the throne. I place Him upon the throne of my thoughts. Because things come our way, and sometimes we place other things on the throne of our thinking. So He's saying this, He's declaring this, but I want you to see this as we come here. It says, and let the wicked, the unrighteous, forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, the way that he thinks. And it says, let me get this, and let him return. That word return means repent. Change your thinking. Let the unrighteous man change his thinking, amen, and begin to have God thoughts. Let him turn himself around, look towards God, repent. Change your mind. That's what that word means. Repent means to change your mind. Can you say that with me? Change your mind. And let him return unto the Lord. Let your thoughts be God thoughts. Let him repent, change your thoughts, and let them be God thoughts. Wow. Okay, but what are God thoughts? His word. The word of God. These are God thoughts. This is what God thinks. Amen. This is God's expression. This is what God has declared. This is who He is. Amen. God will not say anything outside of what He's already said in His Word. This is it. He said everything. Everything's in this. Everything He's declared, who He is, everything about Him, everything He wants to do, all His desires, His expressions is in the Word of God. So I want to find God. I want to seek God. I want to know God thoughts. I have to get God thoughts in the Word of God. That's where I begin to receive it. Amen. Take hold of it for my life. And I need to bring those thoughts into the right place. He said, bring them into the right place. For your thoughts are not my thoughts, and your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as heaven are higher than the earth, so are mine higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and rain cometh down and the snow from heaven. This is, he's talking about thoughts. He's talking about thoughts. He says, heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. That's what happens with your thoughts. Amen. So what you think is feeding you. What you think will feed you. Either good or bad. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, empty, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things where, in the place where I have sent it. Amen? That's what God's word does. Let's look at Ephesians 6. So we can recognize that the problem is in our thinking. It's in what we're thinking, what we're grasping. So I want you to recognize this and take hold of this. You know, everybody says, well, I need to get fit. I need to get fit for the new year. Let's get fit right here. Come on, amen. Let's get fit in our minds, in our thinking, amen. Let's take hold of things, bringing them in captivity, amen, and unto God. Let's place it before God. Ephesians 6:10, it says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord in the power of His might. Amen. In the power of His might, having God thoughts, be in His might, be strong in His might, in what He can do, not what I can do. That begins to change our thinking. And He says, put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand up against the wiles, the schemes of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers and rulers in darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now listen, I want you to know that, listen, there's no competition in heaven. The high places aren't in heaven. There's no battle going on in heaven. The battle's going on in high places. Come on, amen? Come on. Say high places. It's in high places. It's in my thinking. It's in this place. God says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Amen? They're higher. So it's in high places. It's in high places, in elevated places, that the enemy, I want you to see this, he says that we battle against those things. So I really want us to get a hold of this, because I believe that everything that we really can, we can take hold of our thoughts, we're going to be able to function greater than you've ever functioned in your life. You're going to prosper like you've never prospered before. Amen. You're going to take hold of things. You're going to walk in faith like you never walked in it before, by taking hold of things. And listen, that's the first thing God, Jesus did. He declared, He took hold of the Father's word when He was being tempted, when He was being and having hunger and all those things. He didn't take hold of His thoughts. He took hold of His Father's thoughts. He declared the Word of God. He took the Father's thoughts and declared them. Amen. So the enemy was trying to play tricks in his mind and blah, 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 all this about Him. But He took hold of the Word of the Father and He declared it. It's what you take hold of. Wow. What am I taking? Amen. So I wrote this down, that thoughts are activated by wicked thoughts. When you begin to think those things, it's activated. Wickedness is activated that way. That's why the Bible says, repent, change your thinking. Unrighteous. Come on. Change your thinking. So he says, if you activate it, he says, you can begin to activate wickedness by your thinking. Listen, people think something in their minds and they do it. Come on, amen. They begin to do that. They begin to, boom. But you know what? We can begin to walk in a way of faith that we don't even have to think about it no more. As we begin to make it a habit, begin to make it a routine that we think God thoughts. We begin to train our thinking because we're so conditioned to everything around us. You know, I begin to think about this, that even with our children, my daughter, her perception of things around her are based, she learned it from home. So any fears, I want you to hear this. I want you to know that's powerful for me to see that she perceives how I react to things and she will grow accordingly. So it's so powerful for me to take hold of my thoughts before they come out of my mouth. Because I can create fear, doubt, worry. Amen? So I have to stop. We have to repent. We have to change what we're thinking. So listen. And sometimes you got to do it 100 times a day. It's okay. It's all right. I do it sometimes. 1 Peter. Are you all right? I had 3 cups of coffee. I'll try to make it through this. I've been going to the bathroom, but you don't need to know that, right? Listen, 1 Peter 3. Listen to this. 1 Peter 3, 1:13. Sorry. Wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind. I've never seen it this way. Because gird up, what's it say? Gird up the loins of your mind. Listen to this. And he says, be sober. Be sober. This is powerful because that word sober is actually a word that's only used a couple times in the Bible. And that right there means influence. Be under, gird up that you're under the right influence. That you're being influenced the right way. Listen, how many guys, I said this that last Saturday night. I said that power means influence. It's people with power, that's why people want to be get in government. And they want it. Why? Because it brings power. It brings influence. Okay? So, see, the enemy wants to do everything he can, too, to try to find a place of influence. But the Bible says that I'm no longer under the influence of the world, but I have power in God. Influence. So he said, be of the right mind. So listen, if I'm not of one way or the other, I'm influenced by my mind. So get a hold of your mind because it's the doorway to influence. What influences you? You open up your thinking in what influences you, whether it's wickedness or righteousness. You begin to think these and they begin to captivate you. They begin to bring you into captivity. Or they free you. They release you. They empower you. That's what God does. He says, you get my thoughts. Hallelujah. My thoughts. They'll release you. They'll free you. Come on, amen. They'll break chains, barriers, boundaries. They'll loose you. See, it's activated by our thinking. It's activated. Come on. My relationship with God is here. It's right here. Come on, amen. I feel it in my heart. I feel it. I understand that He's with me always. But I want you to know that it's activated right here. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Believe in your thinking. Come on, amen. That we take hold of it. You grab hold of that. So, y'all get that? Gird up your minds. Luke 10. I just want to lay some groundwork down for this whole thing. Luke 10. There it is. Okay. Yes. You all know this story. And it's about Mary and Martha. You remember the story? And it says, now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Say her house. Come on. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha, say but Martha, she was encumbered about with much serving. That word encumbered means that she was distracted. Listen, this is powerful because she was distracted from who? From Jesus. She had all kinds of thoughts about everything else that was going around. And she was distracted from who was there. The power of God that was there before her. And it says, and Martha was, and she came to him and said, Lord, thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Come on, amen. That she helps me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha. I want you to say your name there. Come on, amen. Chris. Thou art careful, or you're troubled, you're distracted by many things. You're distracted by many thoughts. Things have distracted you. They have got your attention. That you've placed your care, your thoughts, upon many things. So I want you to see here that he's trying to get her attention because she's distracted. Your thoughts will distract you from his thoughts. My thoughts are lower than his thoughts. She was focused on not the right thing, but the wrong thing. Now listen, this is a great example is in Matthew 13, verse 18. Here, therefore, the parable of the sower, when one heareth the word of the kingdom and under... Oh, let me jump it. Let me go... let me see the sower. Yeah. He says, when the seeds fell on the ground, the fowls came and devoured them. He said, the birds came and they began to devour the seed that fell on the ground. Some fell by stony places where they had not enough earth. Remember, they fell on grounds that were stony and they never took root. But this is the one I want you to get to. Here's the powerful thing. The next one is this. Is whenever it fell into the ground and it began to grow. And it got to the point where it was almost ready to bear fruit. Ready? He says, and men be good of treasure. Whoa, I'm sorry, where am I at here? He says, and some fell by thorns. He says, but the thorns sprang up and choked them. The thorns sprang up and choked them. Thorns. Now we can take hold of this and look at it as cares, distractions. That it grew up, but then all of a sudden, all these other thoughts grew with it and began to choke it. So I want you to see this and understand something. That sometimes things, you get a word that's powerful, it's amazing, you take hold of it, but we cannot let distractions in our mind take it and try to choke it. We have to recognize that and know that when you hear that word, take a hold of it, and you're going to let it bear fruit. You're not going to let the enemy come in and choke it so that it dies and it doesn't produce fruit. You hear it, you receive it. Oh my goodness, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, Monday or Sunday, you go out and all of a sudden thorns begin to choke it. Cares, thoughts, negativity. And it'll choke it, that word that you had. Amen? Say, not me. Not me. See, those are cares. Those are worries. Those are anxieties. Anxieties. Whew. Heaviness. Worries that come our way. So I want you to know that, whom shall I fear, the Lord says. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? If God be for me, who could be against me? See, that needs to be captured within my mind. I need to take hold of that. When the enemy comes in with the thorns, I need to stop it right away. Say, if God be for me, who could be against me? Wow. And then, guess what? As we begin to do that and take hold of that, we'll bear fruit. It'll come forth out of our actions. Whew. Be part of our very being. That's what I desire. Amen. A consistency. So let's go back. Matthew 6, he says this to her. He says, or Luke, Matthew. Yeah, Luke 10, sorry. You okay? Matthew, Mark, Luke. I'm learning. He says, for thou care, you're careful and troubled about many things. Many things. You're distracted with many things. Thorns that are choking. He says, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen the good part. Wow. She has chosen the good thing. She has chosen the right thought. She's not letting herself getting distracted by everything else. She's careful. He says, has chosen the good part and shall not be taken away from her. It will not be taken away from her. See, when you establish that thought, amen, take hold of that thought, amen, that it bears fruit, it cannot be taken from you. Once it's yours, once you establish it, once it gets rooted in there, come on, amen, the enemy can't try to pluck it out. That's good news. Amen? Many thoughts. That word that he says are careful, care. You're distracted. Many thoughts. Many thoughts. Anxious, worried. Ephesians 4. A couple scriptures. Ephesians 4. I said to myself this year, I have to break down and get a new Bible. This thing's wore out pretty bad. I'm losing pages all the time. I know where my favorite parts of the Bible are, though. What's that? Yeah. I eat a lot. Yeah, I took a bite out of it. Yeah. Ephesians 4:22. It says, and be renewed in your mind, in your spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away, speak every man truth with his neighbor, and we are members of one. Amen? He says, but neither give place to the devil. Do not give him place. Amen? Do not give him authority. Do not give him the time of day. Do not give him a thought. Amen? Don't give him any place. Don't let him establish any footholds, any place where that he can get up on us. Amen? Any authority. Don't give him any place. See, our thoughts are what gives him place. And our thinking. You know, you gave God place when you received him into your heart. You gave him place. So in our thinking, I want you to think of it that way, that I give God place. I give him that authority. I give him that place. He says, take no thought. Say, don't take it. So this is the thing. It's now I have to receive whether or not I'm taking. You have that thought come to your mind. It's whether or not you take the thought. Now, you know, you have you can't help birds from flying. You ever hear that expression? You can't help birds from flying. But you can help them, keep them from building a nest in your head. You look kind of funny if you've seen, unless Home Alone 2, where you remember that lady had birds all over. But if you let a bird build a nest, you'd look ridiculous. You wouldn't do that. But yet we give place to the enemy by letting him build a nest in our mind. And it gets all the everything, all these other things, all these things. That how does a bird build a nest? Takes all the crap that's laying around, everything around there, and begins to bring it, and all these different things, all these different thoughts, and they begin to accumulate in your mind, in your thinking. Come on, amen. And then all of a sudden it feels like it's at home here. And sometimes it's hard to get out. You got to keep saying, get out. I'm not going to let you build home here. Amen. I'm not going to let you have a place here. Get out. Amen. Unless you're like my daughter, that any pet that comes along, she makes home for. Come on in. So, yeah. Thanks, Randy. Amen. So, Ephesians 4, or Philippians 4. Philippians 4, 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men that the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. In the peace of God, which passes all understanding. See, listen, the peace of God, let the peace of God get beyond your understanding. Let it get beyond your understanding. Let God go before you. That's powerful. Let the peace of God pass your understanding. See, what happens is I try to get the understanding and then try to bring God along. No, no, no. He says, you'll have peace when you let God get beyond your understanding. So we try to how to understand. We frustrate ourselves. We wear ourselves down. Listen, I want you to know there's some things you might never know because God does things redeeming and eternal. He does things behind the scene. There's things that happen that you might never know about. But He wants you to have peace when you won't be at peace unless you let Him get beyond that. Say, God, okay, I don't understand this, but I don't have to because I want peace in you, God. I'm going to let you get beyond me, God. See, but if we don't do that, then what we do is we begin to process, begin to think, begin to worry, begin to be anxious, begin to get all worked up. I watched a guy today. I seen a spirit on this guy. When he come into the building, he was so angry, so mad, and I had to let him have it. And he was the boss at that particular shop. And I know he has a heart condition. I told him, I said, listen, I'm going to give you the best medicine you'll ever have for your heart. I said, you need to stop. You need to breathe. I said, you come in like a plow and let everything that's going on overwhelm everybody around us. I said, it's like a storm cloud, man. I said, it sets everything, the whole thing. I felt the whole thing. I felt it in my spirit. I said, I'm going to give you some medicine. I said, just breathe. I said, just stop. I said, you need to relax, find a place. When that comes up on you, you need to stop. I said, because you will die. I said, you will have a short life. Is it worth it? Because somebody wasn't on time. Because somebody did something stupid. And he says, you're right. Oh, I know I'm right. I said, stop. But I felt that. I felt that just a whole cloud upon this man. I think he was thankful for that. But he says, be careful for nothing, but in everything come with prayer. He says, in the peace of God, which passes our understanding, shall keep your heart. It will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ. And he says, listen, and finally, brethren, whatsoever. Say whatsoever. Whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think of these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Wow. Peace means the absence of strife. The absence of strife. Wow. See, that's what God wants to bring into our lives. We got to give God opportunity, and we give Him that opportunity is in our thinking. Come on, amen. Listen, I want you to know that you can do it with one another, amen. That, seriously, if challenge one another that even with your spouse or your children or even here right here, that if we hear one another say negative things, stop, reel it in. Come on, amen. Let's get the right understanding. Let's get God understanding. Come on. His ways are higher than my thoughts. Amen. I don't want to go down low. I want to keep it up high. Amen. I want to keep it up high. Amen. Let's keep it up high. Let's bring it together so we can work one another. Work with that. He says, but my daily thoughts. Be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious. Don't be anxious. He says, don't be anxious. We let ourselves become careful and care about all these different things. Amen? He says, let me jump here real quick. You okay? A couple minutes. Just a couple minutes. I got two scriptures and I'm done. Matthew 6. I just want to set your tone for this year. Amen? Matthew 6. Let's go here. Matthew 6. He said, therefore, you could take hold of this. You guys grab this thing. Take it home with you. Matthew 6:25. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought. Say, take no thought. It's about what I'm taking. I want you to see how many times he says this. This is important. He says, take no thought. He says, for your life. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, and yet for your body, what you shall put on. He says, is not the life, your life more meat than body than raiment? Body than raiment. Thank you. Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not better than that? Are you guys better than a turkey? Are you better than a duck? I hope so. I want you to know that the Bible says that he's declaring that. How much better are you than they? He takes care. They take no thought. They receive what is there. See, that's powerful for us. He made that power and that note that, wow. I did see a meme where it was a squirrel that was standing at the door, knocking on the door, and he's standing there with this. He's looking up. He says, just wanted you to know the bird feeder's empty. With a little sad little face. It was stuff like, just helping the birds out. Yeah. Okay. He says, listen. And he says, which of you, by taking thought, can add any stature, any inch to your height? He says, and why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? You have little faith. He says, therefore, take no thought. There it is again. Saying what you shall eat or what you shall drink. Wherefore, wherewithal shall you be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. They seek these things. Things that they want. He said, but the Bible says this. He says, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need. See, that's the difference from the world. The world's thinking is wants. Listen, I want you to get this. See, because that's why sometimes we're overweight. Because it's what we want and not what we need. Listen, I'm not preaching to anybody because my belly's big. Because I don't always go what I need. I always go by want. My wife tells me all the time when I go for that third plate, she goes, do you need it or do you want it? I need it. No, you don't need it. But you see what I mean? I mean, that's the way of the world. He says, but God says it's what you need. See, that's the difference, you know? And he says, God's ways are higher than my ways. He says, don't take any thought. He says, for tomorrow shall take thought for itself. They're going to have their own problems. It's sufficient in its own day. It's going to have its own select situations and its own problems to face. Don't get in front of God. Don't let your understanding, don't let your worries go to tomorrow. Amen. Give your thoughts to God today. We begin to worry about the thoughts for tomorrow. Amen. We need to take hold of today. Today. This is the day the Lord has made. Today is the day of salvation. Today. Say today. 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 We worry about it. We get, come on, you got to take hold of it. Take it captive. Don't let it get a hold of you. Don't let it find place in you, because we will go back there. We'll keep going back into tomorrow. Oh, no, about tomorrow. Oh, no, about tomorrow. Stop. Say stop. Amen. Last scripture, 1 Peter 5. First Peter 5, 6 through 8. Listen, humble yourselves. This is key. Humble yourselves. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you in due time. That He might exalt you in due time. Casting your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Casting your cares, your distractions, your thoughts upon Him. Because why? He cares for you. He says, and be sober. Be influenced. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil. Whose adversary? Your adversary. Who doesn't have an adversary? God. He has no equal. He has no rival. He's not threatened by the devil. He defeated him on the cross. See, and if I can get my thoughts to come from that place where the enemy's defeated, I win. See, when I see what I'm saying is, if I don't have that thought mentality, then I have an unrighteous mentality. I don't have a cross mentality. I don't have a death, burial, and resurrection mentality, because the enemy's defeated. So I can't, he has no place in me. I'm no longer alive. I have no, he can't find any place in me unless I give him. Amen? He says, your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring, it's as a roaring lion that walketh around seeking whom he may devour. Whom resisteth steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called you in eternal glory by Christ Jesus, that you might suffer a while, blah, 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 make perfect, to Him be the glory and dominion forever. Amen. Be sober. Don't be influenced by negative thoughts. Don't be choked. Don't let your faith be choked by thoughts. But take hold of them. Amen. Cast your cares upon Him. Your distractions, cast them. Cast them upon Him. Don't let them find place. Don't let them build any root, get rooted and grounded in. You'll see a change. I'm telling you, you'll see a change. We need to see a change. Amen? And when you begin to see it in yourself, then you'll even be able to see it in other people, that you'll see, man, you'll see it. And it's not like you judge somebody. I'm not saying you judge somebody, but you'll see, man, I need to keep this place. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be in that negative place. I don't want to be in that. I don't want to go through. I want to go with positive and take hold of God's thoughts and take hold of what He says about it. And if I don't know what He says about it, I need to seek God for His. God, Lord, I'm going to seek God. I'm going to find out what You say about this, God. And I'm not going to stop until I get it. I need to meditate upon it. I need to think about it. Let it get a hold of me. Let it grip me. Right? If it's just one scripture, take that one scripture. That one, I gave it to somebody the other day, and they said, man, it just, or a couple weeks ago, whatsoever things are righteous, whatsoever things are pure. I told them, put it on the refrigerator. Put it up there, took a picture of it, and sent it to me. I did what you said. And every day she gets up, boom, looks at that, takes hold of it, and she says, man, I'm not having the frustrations that I had 2 weeks ago. She says, I feel like something's lifting off me. Come on, amen? That's powerful. That's what we have to do. We have to do that. Take hold of it. Do you understand how powerful that word is? Man, I said this before, but they used to take them, little boxes, and put scriptures in them and wrap them. So the priest did. They had scriptures on their foreheads, having the right thinking. They put it on their hands. Wrap it, strings with all scriptures all over them. And they'd wrap it in their hands and they'd pray. They'd have it in their hands. No matter where they went, they tied it on the wrist. I'll have to get pictures of it and show you what the priest looked like. And they had it
But listen, that's powerful. That is powerful that we take hold of that. He says, put it on the walls. Get them on the walls.
Amen?
Contaminate your house. Contaminate your thinking. Get it all over.
Amen? And maybe other people that are around you that are negative might get a hold of it. Amen? You set the pace. Amen? Would you stand to your feet?
Amen.
I encourage anybody that, you know, that has thoughts. We're going to set the groundwork for this, but I want to keep this going here, and we're going to so bring people. I mean, I have so many people that just have been overwhelmed with negative thinking and just taking hold of them, and it will drown you. It will take you down. Amen. So everybody talks about fake news. Let's talk about the real news. Amen. Who cares about any? I don't care what that. I just know what God says. Amen. Because listen, with every man, I want you to get this, know this, that everybody might think what is right in their own mind. But what you might think, from where they stand, they might be right in their thinking. But it doesn't matter. It's what God says. Do you understand something? Because outside of God, it's like sinking sand. When it's shaken, if it's not God's truth, it'll fall. Heavenly Father, I thank you, God, Lord. I pray to God, Lord, you take hold of our thinking. I pray a blessing right now, God, Lord, upon each one of these ones here tonight, God. I pray as they go into the new year, God, Lord, I pray to the Lord just for a strength. I pray for their minds. I pray for, Lord, that you grip hold of them. I pray to God, Lord, that they pay attention, God, Lord, as you try to make yourself known to God, Lord, in their thinking. Lord, that you try to make yourself known through your word or any different area, God, Lord, when you speak to them in music and praise and worship, when they give you opportunity. I pray to God, Lord, that there be a release in the power of your name to God, Lord. We receive it to God, Lord. We take hold of that. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.